Morning world, morning Wisconsin. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Seth, Melissa, and James here with you, and we're joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Pretty well. How about yourself?
Doing all right here. Mm-hmm. Looking to kick off February in a nice way. We got the sun. Got the sun, at least.
Nothing else.
Yeah. Yep. We got our sunshine today, and still looking at a little warming up here with those temps here in the short term before we take another plunge as we get to Thursday night into Friday. But after that, more consistent with some warmer temps entering the picture this weekend. But today's highs at about 20, sunny to partly cloudy, south-southwest wind 5 to 15. About 10 tonight with partly cloudy skies. And then upper teens on Thursday, sunny breaks and some clouds. Northwest winds picking up at 10 to 20, and then falling off down to about 11 below Mason. Spots in the mid-teens below zero by Friday morning as we stay with a partly cloudy to mainly clear sky Thursday night. Sunshine Friday, 5 above, and then 1 below Friday night, warming up to about 30 on Saturday. More clouds and sun. South winds picking up a bit as well. 27 Saturday night. A partial sun, some clouds Sunday, 33. And mid-upper 30s for highs in the early part of next week as those warmer temps continue yet. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Not bad. We'll take it, Paul. We'll take it.
Yeah. Like he's got something to do
with it. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
We appreciate you, Paul. You have a great day.
Hey, thanks you guys too.
Best in the business, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center there. I'm just waiting for the day I push them too far.
It's not like we dog. Shut up. Yeah. Shut up.
No, just leave us alone.
Leave us alone.
Not my fault.
We got good stuff coming up this hour, everybody. In just a little bit, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Then we'll get to Melissa's News. And after that, you will have Quality Plus Printing's Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to all of that. And don't forget, we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Thomas Redbird's going to join us from Ho-Chunk Gaming Casino in Nakusa.
Very cool.
Awesome. And catch up with him and our friends over at Ho-Chunk. I want to start here, though, everybody, and this is kind of a fun one, I think. It's always fun when people can't agree on something you thought everyone agreed on, and you're just kind of sitting back, eating your popcorn, watching all this.
Yeah.
I don't know. This happened a while back to me with the whole, and this is a ways back now that I think about it, the whole dress thing. Remember, people were debating if the dress was green or blue,
oh, yeah,
like that thing or whatever. Do you remember that, Melissa?
Yeah, vaguely.
Okay. Like things like that. Like, I didn't care. I had no opinion on that one whatsoever. I just kind of sat back and just watched, you know, just let people go over this one. Well, folks on Reddit have been arguing about what to call the two ends of a loaf of bread. It turns out there are more ways to describe it than you might think.
Okay.
Here are the two most common answers. Some people say it's obviously the heel, and other people have always just called it the end piece.
Okay.
Those aren't the only names, though. A few more people have mentioned, including the end of the end bread.
Okay.
End bread.
The end bread. I like that's it.
It's so dire.
It is. The end slice. The butt. Yeah. The crust or crust end.
Well, the crust is all over the bread, I thought, but you know, maybe I was mistaken on that.
The same debate also happened on Twitter back in 18 after a British actor called it the end of the loaf and people went after him for it.
Oh, seriously?
Jeez, come on.
Poor guy.
Bread's great. I don't care what you call it. Just give me the end piece.
Yeah,
Because that's my favorite piece. I love the heel. I love the end piece. Whatever you want to call it, the butt. I don't care. Just give it to me. I want it.
You like the crust, in other words.
Love crust.
You're a crust guy.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Big time. Well, when I was growing up, nobody wanted it, and there, you know, there wasn't always a ton of food. So,
got a little extra food that way. That makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I've just grown to love it now. So much so, my Nana had a tradition that whenever we were having bread, like a little French loaf or something like
that.
Always had the end piece. I always knew where I was sitting because the end piece was right next to my plate.
So is that any kind of bread? You know,
yes.
Garlic bread, any
kind of bread.
You like the heel.
Always love the heel. Yeah. Yep. My mom even does that now.
That's
like
great.
The one spoiled thing I have in my life and ever have.
Always get the end piece. Yep.
I'll take it. But for me, I as you've just heard me do, I've kind of called it a heel, the end piece, my whole life. Yeah. I've kind of flipped between those two. When I was down south, they called that the heel. Like, and there was no getting around it. They didn't even know. I said end piece, and they didn't even really look at me. If I said heel, right away.
Yeah, they didn't even know what you're talking about otherwise.
That was specifically in Texas, so okay. I don't know if that changes in Georgia or Mississippi or something like that. But that's really all I got on this. Melissa, what about you? What have you always called it? What do you think it should
be called? We've always called it the heel, but why? I wonder why it was called that and where it came from and why it was.
Ooh.
Because, like, a heel, that's the... the bottom of your foot.
It's, well, what it's does the, that end, have the to end of your bread? Foot, I guess. Maybe
anybody else smell that?
Not really. That's not the end.
I think I'm smelling a future Kitchens Open episode. Ah, it smells good.
It's
smells
not
smells
the like... end of your foot, though. If you point your toe, that's the end of your foot.
Well, it's the other end of your
that's
foot.
That's a good point. That's I like what she said.
Should we start calling it the toe of the bread?
yeah. How do you know what's the end and what's the front?
Well, that it's the same both ways. Yeah. I don't know. That's a good point.
How can
point.
You have two heels?
Well, stern, you know, and the bow. We could do it like a ship, you know,
there
it's
you
kind
go.
Of like a boat, you know.
I like that.
Well, we always call it heel, too, where I'm with my family. We always called it that as well. But that is an odd one. I'm with Melissa on this because that seems an odd etymology of that word. I'm curious about that, why it's called the heel. Because end piece makes more sense.
It does.
If you think about it, because there's two ends of a loaf of bread, and those are the end pieces. So, I don't know.
Yeah. I think this is kind of interesting. I was kind of going to try to look this up and everything, and there's nothing that I can see of where did the term heel come from for bread.
Okay.
I almost got an answer.
Okay.
So almost all of the Irish and Oklahoman respondents used this term in the survey. The stalk was the term of choice in Norway. Stalk roughly translates to heel, making it part of the most popular response.
So it's still
stalk
heel
of the bread.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, that's some kind of interesting response.
Yeah. I mean, I was expecting something a little more exciting, but you know, it works. It works.
You know,
it's not always going to be.
The news isn't always going to be exciting.
We learned a Norwegian word.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yes. Stalk means heel.
Stalk means heel. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That is interesting. That is actually interesting. Huh.
So yeah, now we should just call it the stalk of the bread.
Seth, what do you refer to it as usually?
Usually the heel.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the heel. Although I think end piece we've used before as well. Pretty interchangeable.
Why heel? Why
heel? That's like
heel.
One of the great mysteries now. We don't know why.
That is something.
You know, I'm going to start calling it the toe because I think that makes more sense.
I'm always going to call it the heel or end piece. But if I'm on Twitter, I'm going to call it the end of the loaf just to get, you know, people talking.
Just to get people up. Just do it, man. Get them all riled up.
I use Twitter for, like, information and even following along with some of our locals. You know, Kristen's on there and some things. Mm-hmm. Whether we like it or not, if something breaks news-wise, it's on there. And that's one of the quickest ways to see a consensus of a bunch of news stories in one place.
Mm-hmm.
But I have like zero, like 100 followers or something like that. I've got like, if I post something, it gets like one look. So I'm going to do this just to see if it'll get anybody talking. Or was it about the actor who said it?
That's
or that they were British, you know?
Maybe it was. Maybe. And who knows if that's the British thing. I'm going to get the end of the bread.
Here's some other names for the end of the loaf of the bread. The nobby. The knobby end.
The knob, that would make sense.
The knob
end.
Like knobbly. Knobbler. Norbert.
Knobbler.
Doormat. Topper. Nut end. Noggy. Noggin. Ender. Crust. Butt. Outsider. Tush. Doorstep. Bumper. Heely. Nub. Bum. Bum end. Knocker.
I really hope someone was tuning in just now.
Yes. Yes. It's exactly what I was hoping for. Somebody just flipping through the dial.
What is she talking about?
Yes.
The end of bread.
Is it tush? Tush is, I think, one of the funnest words. It sounds so dirty and at the same time so innocent.
It does. Yes, it's one of those words.
It really does. It's got both fits. It fits both things. It really does.
Tush and tukis.
What was those are my favorite. Tukis is a good one.
Tukis, yeah, tukis is a good Yiddish word.
Yes,
tukis.
It's so good. My mom, my not. Yes, yeah, so, yeah. God, I grew up hearing that one. Mm-hmm. Yes, that I didn't have a tukis. That's basically what I heard all the time, yes, growing up.
You got no tukis.
Yeah.
Yeah, sit your non-existent tukis
wow,
down.
Were you there? Yes, yeah, that's basically it, Mel. Yeah, that's, wow, that was a little throwback there. I looked over my shoulder for a second, expecting my grandmother to tell me to eat green beans or something.
I'm going to point, I got to say this. I got to point this out because James does this all the time without even realizing it. The next two commercials we're going to be doing both refer to bread.
No way.
They do. I am serious. And he did not do this on purpose, people.
No.
He never does this on purpose. Oh. It just works out that way.
When I am working to get that Segway King, shipped down, though. Oh, that's too good.
Oh, man.
Take a break. We'll come back, and we'll have some fun with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Our friends from Quality Plus Printing joining us a little bit later in the hour here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear AOL buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you, Zoe. Zoe Deschanel, everybody. Thank you, Zoe. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. If you are hungry, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's, not today, but when they're open again, we'll get in more of that in just a little bit. They are at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, treat yourself and let them know that we wish them a great day. Now, Misty's, as Melissa was able to look up for us, and we appreciate that, closed Wednesday and Thursday in February, the first 3 weeks of March as well. Closed February 25th to March 5th. They will resume normal hours beginning the week of March 20th.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. Yes. And we wish a good morning to our friends at Misty's. And we get to announce the winner of January.
Yeah.
All right. Woo.
We had 31 qualifiers, everybody.
31. Oh, how awesome. About that?
Yeah.
Perfect.
A perfect list. Cannot thank our audience enough. Mm-hmm. Best listeners in radio. Our listeners in Sweden heard that we heard from our listeners in Finland and got a little upset about this.
Uh-oh.
And by upset, I mean they laughed. And they thought it was funny and everything. Because actually, at first, they thought I had mixed them up.
Oh, really?
So they were saying jokes. I was, no, I did not do that. No. I definitely did not do that.
No.
But it is nice to hear from them. And it is, I certainly wish them a good morning. As wish Steph a good morning as she walks in. That's great. I love having these windows here.
Yeah.
And we're going to do this. Now, I had to decide who's going to get to pull the winner. I've got my two people here and everything. What am I going to do? Well, I'm going to do it. No, I'm joking.
Oh, hey, wait a minute.
Melissa, what do you give me a 1 through 31.
Oh, boy. I'm going to pick 31, because how often do we get to do that?
Oh, nicely done. Nice.
I have to say, Melissa, that is exactly the number I was going to choose.
Oh, that's
no
funny.
No way.
That's
funny. You're just trying to copycat.
No, I'm telling you.
You saw the look on his face when you said it, Melissa, yeah.
All right. We got more in common than we want to admit, Seth.
Yeah.
On the 31st, that was Milton Ham, everybody.
Milton!
Woo! All right.
Congratulations.
Milton Ham is our qualifier for this one. And congratulations. Milton was our fifth qualifier of the month of January.
Very cool.
So awesome.
Keep that in mind, everybody. You just never know what number we're going to pick is going to win this thing.
Yes.
Keep that in mind. And thank you much, Melissa. And we'll announce that again when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, of course, our local celebrities we want to touch on, get to. And first up, well, actually, I got to double check here. Just give me 1 second, everybody, because I want to make sure that I get these right.
All right.
And I know that we had, just double checking to see if anybody sent us any.
Okay.
I do see that Melissa sent me a penguin thing I got to check out. That definitely have to look at that. Okay. So, nope. No, we don't have any birthdays from any listeners. But I am going to be checking my email before I go. Usually, I check it right before the commercial break.
Right.
Was not able to today. But we do have one qualifier to kick off the month of February, and it's a good one. Let's all wish a very happy birthday to Pastor Tim Wenger of St. Luke's Lutheran Church here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh, happy birthday, Pastor Tim.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Pastor Tim. We wish you a great one, and you're our qualifier.
Very good. First all qualifier right. of the month.
Yeah. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, also send it to me, james.maloff@civicmedia.us.
All right.
There you go.
Direct message us through Facebook mm-hmm. is an easy way to do it as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you need to look up the hours that Missy's menu is closed over the next time period here, Beth pointed out to find it on Facebook. That's yeah. They've got it.
There
very,
you go. Very good.
Right yeah. there.
Let's take a look at our celebrity list. Harry Styles is 29 today.
Uh-huh. He's handsome.
Yeah.
That's what I'm told.
Yeah.
Well, it says it right in his name.
He's styling.
I do also like the idea of the new style being Harry. There's something about that. No.
That was bad. Good. Bad. No. Bad. That was a good one. I'm going to check that you're. You got some points for that one, dude.
You got some points for that one. I'm very late to the game on him. He is a very, very talented human being.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen him act yet, so I don't know how he is as an actor. But he keeps getting work as an actor, so it might
very,
be pretty.
If
good.
You watch the Eternals movie, you saw him very briefly at the end.
That's right. He did a nice job. With
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So he's going to be in the MCU coming up here. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great last album he came out with. A lot of hits on that album. Yep. A lot of good stuff on there. Ronda Rousey is 36 today. Former MMA fighter, WWE mm-hmm. fighter. I think she's still with the WWE. Let's see here. Abby Jacobson is 39. She was on a TV show called Broad City for a long time on Comedy Central. Mm-hmm. Great little show. She is the main voice in the Matt Groening cartoon on Netflix, Disenchanted.
Oh,
Disenchantment
yes.
or something.
Disenchanted, you're right. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yep.
She's done a lot of great voice acting work. She's got one of those perfect voices for cartoon and everything.
Nice.
And a good actor, too. Mm-hmm. A good writer. I should mention that, first and foremost, she's a great writer.
Okay.
She kind of got her start doing a lot of writing for a lot of the big names of women in comedy and a mm-hmm. lot of that. She's a good one. Let's see here. Heather DeLoach is 40. She is the bee girl in the Blind Melon video for No Rain.
Oh my gosh.
The little girl from the No Rain video is 40 years old.
Oh no. Oh no.
And if that didn't make you feel old, one half of Outkast is almost a senior citizen.
Oh, no.
No, Big Boy is 48. He's not that old, but I just wanted to lead into it a little bit. Outkast, one of the greater hip-hop groups mm-hmm. of all time.
Yep.
Antoine Patton is his real name.
I see why he went with Big Boy.
Yeah. Not a bad actor, too, by the way. He's a pretty good actor. Very, very talented actor. Michael C. Hall is 52. Mm. He is Dexter. Also was David in 6 Feet Under. Done a lot of great roles.
Mm-hmm.
There's a movie he did, Gamer or something like that, with... it's a good movie, but it's the one time you get... He has a very Southern accent. And you never hear it. Mm-hmm. It's the only movie where you ever actually get to hear him talk
his
real voice and everything.
Wow,
yeah.
That's cool.
Gerald Butler?
With Gerard Butler. Yes, thank you, Melissa.
Gerard Butler. Yeah,
It's not the greatest movie. it's okay if you like action movies, but his voice is so good. And I don't know why more people don't like cast him in roles where you could just hear his
just
Southern.
Be like a Southern actor, yeah.
Oh, he's got one of those beautiful Carolina voices.
Mm.
Like, it's really good. Pauly Shore is 55.
Really?
Oh, Pauly Shore.
There's a couple of actors where they've done a lot with little. and Pauly Shore is one of them. You know, say what you will about him. Had a decent career. Had a pretty decent acting career. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to be doing any more work or anything. The interesting thing about Pauly Shore, I don't think a lot of people know, is his mom was ran the Comedy Store in L.A., which, if you know anything about stand-up comedy... It is the mecca of stand-up comedy.
Especially from the 80s and the 90s.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I don't know if it is anymore. But according to Will, my buddy mm-hmm. who's a stand-up comedian out there, it is in California. It is on the West Coast.
Yes, indeed.
It is the Madison Square Garden. It is the, the mecca. If you're a stand-up comedian, you know you made it if you can do a 15-minute set at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Imagine growing up in that industry, in that building or something like that.
Seeing all these great comics come through, yeah.
He's got some great stories. I want to tell you right now that it's the birthday of Garrett Morris. He is 86 today.
Wow.
Garrett Morris's maybe famous sketch, most famous sketch on Saturday Night Live,
yeah.
Chevy Chase. And now for the hearing impaired, Mr. Garrett Morris. And then Garrett Morris, Chevy would say something, and Garrett Morris would just be shouting on the side and everything. As a little kid, that made me laugh like crazy. Also, one of the most bold and funniest sketches of all time.
Yes.
And I think everybody knows the one I'm talking about. I can't really reference it. Literal original cast member of Saturday Night Live. He was also Earl on Two Broke Girls, and he was on This Is Us as well. I love Garrett Morris.
One of the greatest cameo appearances in any Marvel movie was him in the original Ant-Man. Boy, talk about a deep cut right there.
Yes, yes, nicely done by him. Yes, yes. Some people are no longer with us, like the great Don Everly, born in 1937, passed away in 2021 of the Everly Brothers. Bye Bye Love, All I Have to Do Is Dream, Wake Up Little Sunshine.
I love the Everly Brothers.
His brother passed away in 2014. Sherman Helmsley, born on this day in 1938, passed away in 2012. Mr. George Jefferson.
Yes, indeed.
Gotta love Sherman Helmsley. I love when he'd get upset. He'd get angry.
He was one of the best anger actors around. Yeah, he had a great, yes, you're absolutely right.
Boris Yeltsin, born on this day in 1931, passed away in 2007. Can't talk about history and not mention Boris Yeltsin. Especially if you're talking about the Cold War and those things. The work that him and President Reagan did, impeccable. Also born on this day and passed away way too young, Brandon Lee, born in 1965, passed away in 1993. Bruce Lee's son passed away on the during the filming of The Crow. His first two movies, you didn't see a whole lot, but you saw a great action star and you saw a little bit of Bruce. Part of the reason why The Crow is so heartbreaking is because you actually see a really solid, full-formed actor who can also back up with some action and a dang good-looking kid. And any of Bruce Lee was my favorite action star of all time and always will be. I was a big fan of Brandon, and it was heartbreaking when that happened.
Yeah,
the most recent thing that happened on the filming of Rust with the Alec Baldwin movie and everything has brought back a lot of these feelings for a lot of us. I actually went back and watched The Crow because of it.
Oh, wow.
People no longer with us, the great Clark Gable, born in 1901, passed away in 1960. Rhett Butler and Gone with the Wind. They say undershirt sales dropped 75% after he went topless in the flick It Happened One Night.
Yeah.
He didn't
wear an undershirt on that. Yes. Yeah. Now, I don't even know if that's true or not, but it's a great story.
It's just a great way. I almost don't want to know if it's true or not with that one. A great actor. One of the classic actors.
Iconic actors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Hollywood is not where it is without people like Clark Gable.
Yep.
And also, Lisa Marie Presley was born on this day. She would have been 55 today. Born in 1968, just recently passed.
Yeah, that's too bad.
So one more time, we want to make sure that Milton Ham knows he's our January winner of Misty's Menu.
Yes, indeed, Milton.
Yeah, congratulations, Milton.
Milton won himself two lunches and two pieces of pie.
All right.
Woo-hoo. Congratulations. If you know Milton and he doesn't hear, make sure he knows.
Let him know.
And, of course, our qualifier today to kick off the month of February, Pastor Tim Wenger.
Happy birthday,
Congrats,
Tim.
Pastor Tim.
Yeah.
Big congratulations to you. Remember that Misty's Menu has some different odd hours for the month of February. They're going to be closed Wednesday and Thursday, February, and the first 3 weeks of March. They'll be closed February 25th to March 5th. And they will resume normal hours on March 20th. As Melissa lets you know, if you want to know more about this, you can follow them on Facebook. Just type in your search bar, Misty's Menu. If you haven't done so already, maybe type in there WFHR, like our page.
Follow both of them.
While you're at it, why not like WIRI, Wiz Country 105.5? But we appreciate you guys getting us these birthdays and anniversaries, and a big happy birthday and anniversary to everybody celebrating out there.
Nice.
We're going to go to Melissa's News. We'll come back with some more fun. We got Quality Plus Printing. Join us in just a little bit here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning's here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing in just a little bit with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that. Olivia Newton-John?
You got
it. I'm going to take a few little points whenever I can get the ones that are a little more obscure to me. She does have kind of a noticeable voice.
She does, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I didn't hear the refrain. Yeah, now I got
Now you know what
it
is.
Yes, definitely. we're going to get into an interesting story really quick, but I do have to mention we did miss a birthday.
Oh, no. Oh.
We have to wish a very happy 177th birthday to Milwaukee.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
It was incorporated in February 1st. Interesting.
Beautiful city.
It is.
Love Milwaukee. Mm. Great city. Happy 177th to yes. Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. This one is just interesting, you guys, and I admit I have owned this many, many times. I am a foolish romantic, so we'll get to that in a second. But I've got two different short ones here, purposely because we don't know when Quality Plus is going to join us necessarily. Yep. So this first one is interesting. This video has been trending on TikTok. It's a woman doing an outfit check in front of a mirror, and then her dog strolls up behind her and asks, "What are you doing? Or where are you going?" Now, obviously, the dog doesn't really say this, but tell us what you hear the dog say. Okay.
Really?
That's what they hear. That's what they're hearing there is what it says. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of...
It sounded like just some growls.
It just sounds like some growls, but if you have it in your head...
Mm-hmm.
it does sound a little like, where are you going? It does sound a little like that. We want dogs to talk so bad. We're fitting that, like, there's no way that dog obviously said, where are you going? But we want it so bad that we will make ourselves like, I think you said that. I don't know if or when it's ever going to happen, people, but it hasn't yet.
I don't know if that's such a good idea.
I don't
think talking dogs is a good idea.
I think I'm not a huge fan of a lot of those these movies because they're just not my wheelhouse.
Yep.
But I do think that the movie Up was a good all-around movie. Mm-hmm. It was a sweet movie. And again, as a foolish romantic, there were parts of it I really enjoyed.
Very romantic.
Mm-hmm. Have we learned nothing from that movie? If dogs could talk, they don't have a whole lot to say.
They're not interested in a lot of things.
No, they're not
really.
We see a lot of proposal videos, but this one is super sweet. It's at a guy's birthday party. He blows out the candles and says he hopes his birthday wish will come true, and then he drops down to one knee. The move absolutely shocks his girlfriend, who is beyond thrilled. She starts crying, and all she can say is, "This is not real. This is not real." That would not be enough for me. I would need a yes. Even if everybody in the world believes that she's saying yes, and I need the technical. Yeah, I need this. I need the technical yes here, people.
Because it could have been a bad thing. Oh, this is not real. This is not real.
This is not happening to me.
This is not happening.
You got my dating history. You just expected this. Yeah, yeah. I don't know how the video is going to come across here. We'll see.
Okay. All right.
Oh yeah, for real.
He's blowing out the candles there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His girlfriend's right standing next to him.
He's sitting down. Okay. Nothing. No movement yet. He's waiting. You can see it on his face, though. He's like, oh, I'm getting ready to do this thing here.
I did wish for something. I hope it comes true. Me too. What is it?
Kev says yes.
It's a boy.
No, this is okay. This is not real. This is not real. This is not real. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Oh, that is awesome. Oh, that is awesome.
Okay, she was obviously excited.
Yeah, she was not in this. Definitely not. That girl, that is not an actor.
No,
that is awesome.
I loved how he was trying to be cool.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, yeah, I wish for something. He's bursting. He's like to the seams. He's getting ready to do this. It's awesome.
I don't. I've seen very few people look less confident about something.
Yes.
You know, that's rough. Like, if it works, what a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've heard of that before. Have you ever heard of that, Melissa?
Mm-mm.
I haven't heard of that one before. I thought that was pretty good. That's a pretty original way of doing that.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of proposals in history. I don't think I've ever heard of anybody doing that. But if that doesn't nail, it's your birthday party.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. You've got all your friends.
Yep.
Like Seth mm-hmm. and I, I'm sorry, everybody, that could not see the visual. I encourage you to look up the video if you'd like. There's a big group of people there.
Yeah.
She doesn't respond. I almost feel like, and I know you can never 100% know this thing, mm-hmm. but I got to be 99.9% sure on that if I'm doing that. I got to be honest.
I would have to be, too. That's like Jumbotron kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's. I could almost handle more of the Jumbotron. Like, you know, they're going to take the camera off you eventually and stuff, uh-huh. unless you're a Cincinnati Bengals football player who made a mistake. then they'll keep the camera on you for 5 days. Because apparently there's nothing else going on. Like, no. Horrible job by them. Horrible job by them to keep the camera on that kid. This was, boy, I was uncomfortable even though I knew the ending of the video.
Yeah. Right.
That's awesome. That's brave. And a very beautiful romantic story.
That was very good, yes.
And if that don't get you a little warmer in the heart.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty cool. That's good. I don't want to get too into the weeds here with this because I don't want to ruin anything for any guys out there that might be thinking of proposing or anything.
Right.
It is February. We are in the romantic month here.
Right.
But I do love, I do kind of want to look up weirdest proposals.
That would be interesting.
I want to look into that one. We're going to come back to this. We'll come back to that.
Circle back, yeah.
Because we got to look that one up. That's got to be there somewhere. For now, we'll get out of the way, and we'll probably come back with our good friends over at Quality Plus Printing, mm-hmm. getting your words out here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. And it is time for us to kick into our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday with our friends from Quality Plus Printing. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, James, Seth. How are you guys?
Doing good. Got Melissa here with us as well, Phil, and we appreciate you joining. How are things going over at the shop?
Hey, the sun's shining. Something new over here.
Right on. Yeah, that is nice. It is nice to have. How have things been to kick off the new year here over at the shop?
It's been good. We've been staying really steady. This morning we're printing some programs for tomorrow night's Wisconsin Brass Quintet show.
Ooh.
Over at PAC with a whole bunch of, I guess, the UW-Madison professors that play the brass on the side or mm-hmm. as part of their job, nice. I guess. But it's supposed to be a really nice show. I know we've taken our in-laws as part of our Christmas present for them, so aww. Looking forward to a neat show. So we're printing the programs for that today. That's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Some different kind of job. We're printing labels for someone Carol Davis, if you know Carol. A local person that does her own candles under the label of Midwest Nice, so we're printing labels for her candles, which is, again, a kind of a job you wouldn't think that we might do, but it's pretty neat to do. Somebody local started with their own small business, you know, and mm-hmm. and we get to help them out. So we're even looking to printing pretty soon, hopefully, some beer can labels.
Mm, wow.
another good use. And we get to, I hope, and try the product as part of the job.
I think that's a must.
You can't do a really good job unless you try.
Yeah, exactly. It's
quality
yeah.
control, man.
Part of the deal, right?
Yeah.
You know what you're selling there.
Quality control. Oh, that was good. Yeah. That was good, Miller. So that was good.
It's a local brewer that's starting their own canning and doing some sales, and we're working on how we can do that for them.
Well, so we always wish a new starting out local brewer here mm-hmm. in Wisconsin good luck. I mean, I don't know how you're going to do.
Beer in Wisconsin? You think it'll work? I don't know.
I like the moxie on these people. I like Phil, what do you got for us for today for a Wicked Awesome Word?
Yeah, you bet. The Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday for this week is knacker, which is K-N-A-C-K-E-R.
Knacker.
It's not snarkered.
No. Knacker.
You know, with beer cans. It's knacker.
Okay.
It means to tire someone out, to, you know. Bengals fans got knackered by that game.
Yeah.
That's quite a game. But yeah, it's or to use a Quality Plus Printing term, don't let yourself get knackered by trying to design and print your own thing. Let us do it for you. Stress
free. There
you go. No knacker zone over here.
No knacker zone.
That's a good one.
No knacker zone. I like that. That is awesome. That's such a. I love fun words to say too. Like knacker is just fun to say.
Yeah. We were talking about that here. How it sounds like snockered or or whatever. So we're saying,
It's got a couple.
It just means get tired out or frustrated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Phil, we want to encourage people, of course, to buy local, support local. If you got printing needs, stop over by Quality Plus Printing, Inc. They are at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. What are your hours for the more normal hours Monday through Friday, Phil?
Yeah, we're ready for you. Come on in. We get a lot of walk-in customers. We're very glad to help them. We got McKenna up front here, who's our customer service specialist, and she really takes good care of people that walk in and have questions or just need something. You think that technology's gone by, but you know, we do a lot of faxing here.
Okay.
It's funny to think, but it's true.
Yeah.
And that still goes on, but a lot of the government agencies still want stuff faxed to them in that manner. So we do a lot of that, a lot of copying for people in different odd jobs. A lot of people bring in their old scrapbooks, and we make new copies for them. We've had churches bring in their church songbooks and have us take them apart and make nicer bound, ring bound things so that they can hand out to their church or to their church singing group or whatever. So different jobs like that, McKenna's kind of taken a specialty on. And we're happy to do it and happy to meet people along the way. So.
We encourage you to check out Quality Plus Printing for all your printing needs and join us every Wednesday right around this time slot. And Phil will join us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We won't get knackered on that. We won't go.
Don't get knackered.
No. Appreciate you, Phil. Good to talk to you. You have yourself a great day, sir.
Yeah, all three of you as well. Take care.
Take care, Phil. Thanks, talk Phil. Soon. Looking forward to next Wednesday already. Mm-hmm. Again, Quality Plus Printing at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call as well at 423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, qpprinting.com. And like we were telling you earlier, get to Facebook, type in your search bar, Quality Plus Printing. Mm-hmm. Keep up on all the great stuff that they got going on over there. Buy local, support local.
Mm-hmm.
Touch on this one right here. If you're choosing a new brand of baby food, or do you ask your friends or read reviews from nutritionalists? If you're looking to invest money, do you ask your parents or consult a financial advisor? A new study has found that people are 50% more likely to listen to the advice of friends and family over an expert in the field. It's a concept called social proof, which was first coined back in 1984. It refers to the, quote, wisdom of friends. The excess influence a person's social circle may have on their decisions, even if their opinions are limited and anecdotal.
Okay.
It isn't new, but it could be even more prevalent now with social media.
Right.
Behavioral scientists say we prefer advice from friends and family because we instinctively trust them and believe that they have our best interest at heart. Plus, we follow the advice of our social circle. We may feel more reassured and supported in that decision. And there's also simple bias, preferring a simple opinion rather than digging through an answer that has more complexity, even if the complex one is more informed, realistic, and balanced.
Okay.
In a separate poll, 28% of people say that they deliberately avoid seeking advice from experts in favor of going with the opinion of friends and family. That was 28% of people.
Wow.
Wow. But half of the people in the poll say that they stopped being friends with someone who gave them bad advice.
Wow.
And 40% admit that they later wished they had sought more expert advice before making a big life decision.
Wow. This is a fraught topic. Wow.
Yeah. And I don't think anybody can, overlook the last couple of years and the fight of fact.
Disparaging of experts. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's happened quite a bit.
We hopefully are at the very end of the pandemic and getting to a point where a lot of doctors are talking about COVID being a hopefully seasonal thing.
Hopefully,
we still have to see a lot of patterns. We need years of data before we can say that confidently, but that is what they're predicting or hoping.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we need immunity in our population. Uh-huh. That's one of the big things that's going to help that happen.
And then when I looked up what Uncle Billy Joe said, though, about what those experts said, well, he said that space aliens did this, and they visited our planet thousands of years ago. So I don't know which answer sounds more realistic to you guys. Uncle Billy Joe, who let me see, what is his? Oh, yeah, he's unemployed. And then, of course, there's this scientific answer.
Yeah, right.
I get it. I get why we're more comfortable asking I'm more comfortable asking my dad, mm-hmm. you know, what he thinks of something than, you know, researching and looking up. It's a lot easier. It's a lot simpler. It happens a lot faster. Mm-hmm. I get it. I get why
that doesn't typically cost you money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that it's comforting and everything. But my dad, who is very intelligent and has a lot of life experience, knows nothing about medical field. Absolutely nothing. It'd be very ridiculous for me to ask him that. Now, if you are, let's say you are one of these people that is not as against science or any of these kind of things, right, or something like that. If you've got a problem with your car, where are you taking it?
Yeah.
Are you going to take it to a mechanic? Or are you going to take it to your buddy who thinks he knows what's wrong with it? He may have an idea. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? There are gremlins in your vehicle.
Right.
There are gremlins in there causing that.
We're just going to cast them out.
You're going to have to let me get into that carburetor. You're going to have to let me take that out of there. And you know what? These brakes, they're over. That's just the excess
parts.
Oh, that's no, Melissa. Those aren't excess parts. That is propaganda. That is the other side trying to tell you that you need to stop. I'm an American. I don't have to stop. You're going to tell me to? No, I'm not taking. That's basically what we're doing.
Take away my freedom to keep going.
Yes, exactly. How dare they? How dare they do that? That's what we're saying here when we're saying, oh, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. Now, everybody, it's a case-by-case thing.
And it is.
Whenever we're talking anything medically, that is always going to be the case.
Well, and the other thing to keep in mind is, yes, we know experts are going to be wrong from time to time. We know this. They're humans. Mm-hmm. Everyone makes mistakes. But the fact that they've studied a field for many, many years, in all likelihood, they're going to have a little more knowledge than, you know, your uncle is, right? Mm-hmm. They've actually looked into this. They didn't see something on, you know, on Twitter or on social media that said, oh, that must be it, you know.
And then, like, that's the reason.
Kind of what you said, James, you know, and it's incredibly lazy. It's just like, oh, now I know. Yeah, I saw it over here. That means, don't need to do anything else about it.
It's funny to me, to a lot of people that talk about, you got to work for this, you got to work for that, you got to, you know, this is what a real work is and all that and everything, are some of the same people that want the easy answer. That don't want to work for hard. That's life. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But the most of the things that you want, most of the things that are worth having, take work.
They do.
And that includes your brain working sometimes.
Yeah.
And doing a little digging and doing some research and whatever it takes for you to feel comfortable to get to the point where you are trusting science.
Yep, that's right.
In this stuff. I don't think that's huge. We do this all the time. We do it literally every day with weather. We do it all the time with weather. Like, and we joke about it. We make fun of it. Yes. We pick on Paul about it. And everything.
Poor Paul.
Don't like weather? Wait a minute.
I mean, why is it such a leap to get people to do this? Well, you have a rise in 24-hour news cycles. Mm-hmm. I got to fill these news. I got to fill this time.
Yeah.
How am I going to fill this time? Well, there's all these good stories going on and everything. But how many people are glued to my screen when I got good stories on? Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to give them something edgy.
Blood and guts,
I
got
to give them something.
Need something to get them to click.
Yep.
It's all about getting them to click.
And to please the mighty advertising dollar.
Exactly.
And look where we are.
Yeah.
With this.
It makes it that we have to chew on things like surveys like this that are mind-bogglingly bizarre. I mean, this is just so strange.
I almost wish we could outlaw 24-hour news channels.
Yeah.
I almost do. Just to see what would happen. Just to see how this would
play out.
A
little social experiment. Yeah.
Let's give it a shot, CNN. Let's give it a shot, see how this goes. And not just CNN. I'm not trying to pick on just them. Fox. I mean, they're all guilty of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes right down to it, it stems from the mighty dollar. Mm-hmm. And you know, how do I get eyeballs on my newscast?
Yep. Mm-hmm. You got
but
it.
But what we need is more faith in journalists to be able to do their job and to have the backing to do their job.
Right.
As opposed to, you bring me stories that are going to bring people to this, to my channel, to my website, to, you know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. If I don't care what the stories are about or if they're factual, you know, that's not what we need. We need people who are doing and digging in and looking at the facts and trying to make sure that the public knows what's actually going on in their communities.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I will just not to counter that, Melissa, but to just add to it. I believe that journalists need to step up. Comedians are lapping you. Jon Stewart, John Oliver, even Jimmy Kimmel to a degree are lapping of so many of our quote-unquote journalists nowadays. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to pick on Anderson Cooper, but Anderson Cooper is one of the bigger names in journalism. Mm-hmm. Is he a journalist? I see him on reality TV. I see him emceeing the new, you know, things all the time. I didn't see Walter Cronkite doing those things.
Right.
Well, I didn't see Walter Cronkite doing anything. I wasn't alive at that time.
You were past at that point, yeah.
But I think I understand what Mr. Cronkite did. I think that, you know, and what does it say that some of our last great journalists were when we were all kids? Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to take anything. There's good, still good journalists out there and all that. But
yeah,
they are not the household names of the Brinkleys, the Rathers, the Jennings, mm-hmm. you know, the big three that we had when we were kids growing
right.
up. Every family out there had at least one, you know, they were the Jennings family or a Rather family or whatever. Mm-hmm. They watched that particular news.
Right.
And you could count on it.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that now? Who's mm-hmm. doing that now?
It's the explosion of availability of information, of people being mm-hmm. able to put things out there willy-nilly.
Right, you exactly.
know? There's no checking some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What is the first law of journalism? The first law. The story can never be about you. The story is not about you. The story is not about your opinion. It's about being the person to give, hey, everybody, this is the information that you're not hearing, or this is the information that they're not telling you, or whatever.
These are the facts.
This is it. This to this.
Yep.
You didn't see Walter Cronkite on the Match Game. You didn't, you know, I mean, you didn't see these things and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it's a different world. And, you know, I'm Anderson Cooper. I want to make a couple extra bucks or something like that. I'm nothing against that.
Mm-hmm.
Then do that. Be that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a journalist, you were supposed to get into this field because you believed in truth. And you believed in, hey, I am the middleman between the politicians, scientists, whatever else is on that other side, and the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my job to get that information to them. That's it. End of job.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see more of that. I think that would also lead to a lot. But like we were saying before, there's no simple answer here. There's no one trick that will fix any of this or anything. It takes work and it takes all of us.
Yeah.
And if you're paying attention to this type of news, and advertisers know you are, we're not going to get rid of it anytime soon.
That's true.
Well, and people don't want to pay for it either.
That's true.
I mm-hmm. hear all the time, well, I just get a paywall. I can't read the story.
Exactly, yep.
Well, because they need to get paid.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do too.
It's a job.
If we're just expecting advertisers to pay their money, then what kind of garbage stories do you think we're going to have?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Well said. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun when we get back on Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.